The Bahraini Attorney General has called for tougher sentences against prominent opposition leader Sheikh Ali Salman. The judiciary said Sheikh Salman must be tried for, quote, attempts to change regime by force. The country's attorney general claims Salman has been acquitted of crimes because the court has not looked into documents carefully. The prominent Shia cleric was earlier sentenced to 4 years in prison. Meanwhile, anti-regime protesters have taken to the streets of Deraz to show their anger at Manama's policies. The demonstrators chanted slogans calling on the Al-Khalifa dynasty to relinquish power. Joining us via Skype from London now is Jalal Fayrouz. He's a former Bahraini MP. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Fayrouz. Now, why do you think the Attorney General is asking for tougher sentence against Sheikh Salman, specifically that he's already gotten 4 years in prison?
Well, the reason are two. First of all, the public prosecution is not independent of the government of Bahrain. The government and even the so-called the judges and the court are not independent. They are being appointed by the ruler and by Ministry of Justice, actually. And as international community have always reiterated that there is no justice in Bahrain and the courts are not independent at all. It is part of the retaliation against Sheikh Ali Salman that they want even heavier sentencing on Sheikh Ali Salman. Secondly, they just want to show the world that, okay, there is something in Bahrain called courts and public prosecution, and that the public prosecution thinks that Sheikh Ali Salman deserves a heavier sentencing. Now, what is going on is that Sheikh Ali Salman's sentencing have brought a great anger in Bahrain. More demonstrations are going on, and actually the people think that the government has tried the logic and the civil rights of the people. Sheikh Ali Salman was the person of dialogue who has was person of peace. He's all the time calling for peaceful demonstrations. He has condemned all sorts of violence from wherever it is. So it is actually a trial of the immediate mind of the political parties.
Speaking of which, Mr. Fayrouz, as you've just pointed out, Sheikh Ali Salman has been a leading figure of this peaceful uprising in Bahrain, where people are asking for their legitimate rights and democracy. By giving him a tougher sentence and harsher charges, for example, do you think that the Bahraini regime is trying to scare and intimidate the people of Bahrain, whoever tries to rise up in support of Sheikh Ali Salman, that this is what happens when you ask for your rights in the country?
Exactly, that's the same. That's why other prominent figures of the opposition have been detained just in the past 2 weeks. Two of the main figures also of the opposition, Fadhil Abbas, the head of one of the political parties, and Majid Milad, the member of the Secretary General of the General Secretariat of the Wufaq, also were detained. The message from the government is that unless you stop demanding for these legitimate rights of the people, then we will come hard on you. It is just like they are holding Sheikh Ali Salman and the others as hostages, just to put the opposition at their knees. That's why the opposition has issued a statement that it will not give in. It will continue its struggle because it doesn't have the right to retreat from the people's demands, which is very, very legitimate.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's a former Bahraini MP, Jalal Fayrouz, joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Fayrouz, it's always a pleasure talking to you on Press TV.